At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. I'm your host, Kevin Fitch. In the balcony scene in Romeo and Juliet, Juliet says, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." Well, Mr. Shakespeare, when you wrote that 400 years ago, I don't think you ever imagined that I could apply your quote to the classroom. What's in a name? Just to be clear, the students I'm going to talk about here are purely fictional. They're just a conglomerate of kids I've known. Anyway, the longer you teach, the more student names you'll encounter. Some are pretty common, your Williams and Michaels and Susans and Jennifers. Some are pretty unusual. I had a student once named Golden Chance. He was from a very poor family who lived a nomadic, chaotic life. His short life was starting off pretty horribly, but I hoped that maybe his namesake could somehow change his life. Maybe he was his family's golden chance. Zion was a girl who struggled at home, but she always came to school skipping and smiling. Ethan was an oddball. A little bit scary. He was infatuated with Five Nights at Freddy's and talked about nothing else. I've known several kids named Calypso, and they've always lived up to the meaning of that name. They were high energy, carefree, loved to dance and have fun, and were just a little bit crazy, but in a good way. Jocelyn was the perfect student. Perfect behavior, perfect grades, all straight A's, and perfect clothes. Type A personalities like that make me a little nervous. I just hoped she wasn't stressing herself out by trying to be too perfect. Arabella was this valley girl who constantly said OMG and naturally overused the word like. She'd say, "Like, is there any homework tonight, Mr. Fitch?" And I'd say, "Like, just math and spelling, like, that's it." My speaking valley girl would confuse her and she'd say, "Like, are you mocking me?" And I'd say, "Like, I would never, like, mock you." She'd give me an uncertain laugh and I'd tell her I was just playing and she'd say, okay, Mr. Fitch. Sophie, Luz, Raphael, Jonathan, these were typically the super shy kids who didn't say a word in class, who were complete introverts and preferred being alone at recess, wandering the playground looking for rocks, or sitting in the sand pit making tunnels to nowhere. And God help you if you are the kid named Aaron. If you haven't seen Key and Peele's Comedy Central YouTube video about the substitute teacher, go out there right now and watch it. The language is strong, but it's hilarious. Anyway, the substitute in the video is taking attendance and totally mispronounces every kid's name. Jacqueline is Jaquellen, Blake is Balake, and of course, Aaron is Aaron. So all year, I have to check myself with Aaron and not call him Aaron. And then there was Jackie Wild, the perfect last name for a perfectly wild kid. He was that kid, nerdy, ruffled, unbrushed hair. He wore the same Minecraft t-shirt every day and bright orange glasses that were constantly getting broken. He was always one step behind the other kids and tried so hard to fit in, but could never quite do it because he had a temper. When he'd get mad, which was often, he'd throw things, scream, and completely melt down for a few minutes. While I was calling for help, he'd always crawl into the empty bottom shelf of a bookcase, curl up, and go to sleep. I've also had a few kids named Heaven or Sky or Area. These are the kids who are operating on a different plane than the rest of us. They're super smart, maybe gifted, but they're constantly off task because they're chasing a squirrel down a rabbit hole, which of course can be annoying. But when they do engage with those of us stuck in the earthly plane, their answers are correct, and the connections they make to whatever we're learning are mind-blowing. The most memorable kids are those who will challenge you every day, every hour, every minute, all year long. They will make you question your choice to be a teacher, and you swear you'll never name any of your personal kids by their name. Anthony or Tony, they're always super challenging. This kid's usually a tough guy, athletic, popular, prone to get in trouble. The other kids love his bad boy image, but you, the teacher, spend most of your day correcting him. Jesus. I've known quite a few Jesuses or Jesuses in my classes over the years, and all of them have been obnoxious and more than a little naughty. But, without fail, Jesus, or Jesus, will have a moment where he is truly helpful. And I'd always say, thank you, Jesus. And of course, the whole class erupts in laughter. Now, that brings up a good point. No matter what the kid's name, what baggage comes with it, always make it a point to make that kid's day, to make him or her love their name. Because it's too easy to say something that can make the kids hate their names. Back to the Jesuses I've known. I had one who wanted to be called by his middle name, Brandon, because too many people made fun of his first name, Jesus. It took me most of the year to help him understand how amazing and unique his name was, to help him love his name again. So, what's in a name? Everything for the person who is lucky enough to have the name their parents lovingly gave them. So, for all the names I've come to know so well over the years, I simply say, thank you, Jesus. If you want to support this podcast, head over to our website at rss.com/5minutesofsunshine. There, you can hit the donation button. It'll take you to the Buy Me a Cup of Coffee app, where you can give whatever you'd like. You're the boss. Thanks again for listening. I'm going to change it up starting this week and drop new episodes on Monday and Friday. I hope these 5 minutes of sunshine are encouraging you to keep on doing the best job in the world, teaching. I'll see you again next time on 5 minutes of sunshine for teachers.